The first question we have with the Lions, what's the biggest reason to watch on Saturday? They're going to play their second preseason game. John has brought up Levi Onwuzurike. I've brought up Hendon Hooker. There's a kicker situation you may want to have some more certainty with. You fill in the blank. The biggest reason to watch the Lions on Saturday is... The other Lions conversation is one that I think John set me up with. You brought up the idea of the Lions roster being really, really good. And I agree with you.
Yes.
The question was, would you trade the Lions roster for any roster in the NFL? And I said, yes, one roster. The team they're playing on Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, and I think you're setting me up because you know where this show is broadcast. You know how excited Lions fans are. And you know it's going to make me look like someone who's not with the hometown team.
Well, I like to think and feel like I'm very in tune with our listeners, Detroit Lions fans. I'm right there as well. I'm a Detroit Lion fan.
Same.
And I, over the past few months, have gotten to know you so much better. And I know where you're coming from. And I will say this, you're not wrong. I'm just saying there is an argument to be made for the Lions having the best roster moving forward. I wouldn't say it, obviously, 2 years ago. I don't even know that I would say it last year. And some of that is just simply because now we are continuing to see positive returns on draft picks, on Jared Goff. Now, Jared Goff is not Patrick Mahomes, never will be. And that's your best argument for Kansas City Chiefs roster over the Lions roster is because they have the unicorn. They have the ultimate cheat code in all of football, and that is the best starting quarterback in all of football.
Right, but the backdrop, and I did this in the background of the show. I asked people on Twitter, I said, which roster would you rather have, Lions or Chiefs? 70% of people, nearly 1,000 responses already, have said they'd rather have the Lions roster. It's not a surprise. We're in Detroit. People are excited about their football team. My answer is not the Lions. I would rather have the Chiefs roster because the weight of the quarterback, but it's not just the quarterback.
Calling them heavy?
I don't know. Maybe. It's not just the quarterback, John. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that their defense is better than Detroit's defense. It's their receiver room is deeper than Detroit's receiver room. It's that their offensive line, while not as good as Detroit's, isn't this turnstile. They have multiple all-pros on their offensive line in their own right, and Creed Humphrey and Joe Tooney from a year ago. The Chiefs have the better roster. And I'll say it. It's not going to win me anybody. I'm not going to win anybody over with it, but I think the Chiefs have the better roster than the Lions. And this is what you wanted me to say on the radio so people could yell at me. So 248-539-9797.
Feel free to yell.
Go ahead. Who has the better roster between the two teams who play on Saturday, the Lions or the Chiefs?
And the argument of, well, we beat the Chiefs last year. That to me is not a significant turning point or deciding factor. Yes, we did, but we didn't get a chance to ultimately find the answer strength on strength in the Super Bowl because we fell short. We did not find a way to beat the San Francisco 49ers. I don't want to go down that road. But moving forward, and here's where the Chiefs don't have an old roster, but their premier players, and this is outside of Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is still 100% in the early stages of his prime, which makes him such a huge threat for the future. But when you look at Chris Jones, he is nearing the end of his career. How many good years does he have left versus the good years of Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, the budding superstar of Levi Onwuzurike?
Right.
But Penei Sewell and the way that this offensive line is built. Now, the youth of the offensive line is not a selling point. The strength of the offensive line is more of a current argument because I believe the offensive line for the Lions greatly outweighs the offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of that is just simply Penei Sewell is the best offensive lineman in all of football.
Right. So the Lions, the players themselves did their list of the top 100. And the Lions were well represented. They had five players in the top 100. None in the top 10. The Chiefs had three in the top 10 alone with Mahomes, Jones, and Kelsey.
But I also look at Jones and Kelsey, and that partly plays into my argument of their age.
Sure.
Because I would rather have Sam Laporta now with his entire career ahead of him versus the very tail end of Travis Kelce.
You haven't answered
this. I'd like Chris Jones, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's all talked really about good. Him in the offseason, and if there was a way, even a slim chance to bring him to Detroit, we all would have, you know, gone crazy. You haven't really answered this. Which roster would you rather have?
Well, I would rather have the Lions
because
roster.
Because of the longevity.
Because of the longevity.
But Mahomes
because
is the ultimate longevity.
Their...
That position, like, I'm sorry.
And here's where you get caught into the argument of, well, okay, front offices stay the same, coaches stay the same.
Yes.
I like the fact that I like this Detroit roster. The talent is so young, and it is still getting better. Penei Sewell is still going to get better. Just imagine that. Aiden Hutchinson is still going to get better. Not on the same level as Penei Sewell in regards to their impact at their individual position. Amon-Ra St. Brown, while he had a 1,500-yard season last year, I still think, in watching him in training camp, he's better than he was last year. How much better can he get? It's going to be on smaller margins, but I still think there's more there. J-Mo, there's more there. Sam Laporta, certainly more there. And Jahmyr Gibbs, there's more there.
Okay, but if I'm looking at this and I'm not putting the Honolulu blue glasses on, I would say Kansas City just drafted a first-round receiver. There's more there with Xavier Worthy. They just brought in Hollywood Brown. They've upgraded the receiver position to go with Rashi Rice, who was almost a 1,000-yard player last year as a rookie. I would say Mahomes, with a bunch of big play receivers this season, the sky's the limit for Kansas City. They won the Super Bowl last year without the offense really popping off. Like, there's an argument that you look and go, I got a 10-year window with Mahomes that's just getting started, that I'm always going to be in contention. I'm not going to have to churn the roster two or three times in the next decade because I got 15 and whoever shows up with them, and it's not a bunch of nobodies right now. They're not building from scratch. Their right. roster won back-to-back Super Bowls, and Trent McDuffie's a young player who's still in his early portion of his career. That was an all-pro corner. They're loaded. This idea that it's Mahomes is the only reason someone would take the Chiefs roster, it's the biggest reason, but the roster isn't a bunch of has-beens around them.
Part of the argument for me is you look at the history of the NFL. Is the success that the Chiefs are having sustainable?
Well, no one's three-peated, so I mean, it's they are already kind of in uncharted territory here as they approach
it. Not yet.
Yeah,
they're approaching uncharted territory if they can make that happen. When does that drop-off happen? Are they going to be hit with the injury bug? We've seen Mahomes get hurt occasionally, and they had a reliable backup. Now you look at their roster, and you look at their, you know, the backups that they have at the quarterback position, and you say, well, okay, it's Carson Wentz. Could he come in and do what Chad Henne did? Probably, but I don't know for a length of time. You look at Isaiah Pacheco, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like, Isaiah Pacheco, I think, to your point, is an underrated aspect of this offense. He can be very good, but I look at Montgomery and Gibbs, and I think of the youth, and I think of what is still to come with Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery is what we saw last year. That's who he is. Jahmyr Gibbs, we still see so much potential. And I look and I say, is Kansas City on the back end of their quote-unquote Super Bowl window? Are they going to be able to do what the Philadelphia Eagles did, and that's rebuild on the run? And with Patrick Mahomes, you certainly can.
Well, yeah, that'd be the argument. Philly had to replace quarterbacks and a bunch of guys in the meantime, and you have stability when you have 15, when you have Mahomes. 248-539-9797. Some of the early responses in the ticket text. And again, it's two different Lions conversations. We could focus on the other one here, too. What you want to see on Saturday.
Yeah.
Understanding it's football-ish, it's still the preseason, many of the starters won't play. What do you want to see? Some of the texts on this roster conversation. This one says, pound for pound, I'll take the Lions every single day. LFG, River, and Kylie from Birmingham. Why does Cookies hate the Lions so much? Another one says, Jim just moved to Kansas City. Says, move to Kansas City, you traitor. This is what you did. This is your problem.
Not my problem. This is 100% your problem.
Texter says, the problem with this town, Cookies, if you're a realist, you get talked trash about. 90% of Lions fans are delusional.
Okay, fans is short for fanatic.
Yeah. By the way, these are like two of the three best rosters in football.
Which is why when they win the Super Bowl and they go 14-3 this year, this this town is going to be something that we can't even imagine right now.
I mean, the whole thing with the taking their roster is you're buying into what you just said about all the young guys getting better.
Right.
That's why I'm so bullish on them this year. Yeah. I believe most of these guys are still, you do the under 25 lists around the league and all these websites, and there's five Lions on it.
Yeah.
You know what? You're prime in 26, 27 with the exception of running back. And then they have young running back, a super.
Right. Going into his second year.
You know, injuries aside, I still think, I don't know how you can't say they're a top five.
Oh, I do. I think they're probably two. I mean,
you know, the argument against the Niners is right now and what they've accomplished, the Niners roster is better. I mean, it is. And you could still say
you still have the age
right
discussion.
Now, but you're using speculation and age as part of your argument.
And here's the deal. If the Chiefs have the best roster or the Lions have the best roster or the Niners have the best roster, it doesn't much matter. You could beat them on that day because these are all teams at the same tier of Super Bowl caliber. Exactly. They've all traded blows in the last season. 97-1.